So now we have a groove variation, two different licks, and a turnaround. Let's put it all together and see what it sounds like.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And of course, what's awesome about that is I can keep going. I can play it around again. I can change a couple of notes here and there. I can change a couple of notes in the groove here and there with any and all of the possible licks or grooves or anything that you might know. They all fit in there. And this, my friends, is how acoustic blues gets made, in my opinion. This is how stuff goes together. You learn the pieces, you put them together. You add one piece, you add that into the mix. You add one more piece, add it into the mix. Please don't try to learn 27 different pieces right off the bat. That's not the way to do it. Do them one at a time, put them into play. If you love them and they stick, great. Then you'll continue to use them and they'll become part of your vocabulary. But if you don't love them, you move on to the next one. No big deal. There's a lot of great options out there.